Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something really exciting, luxury condos on Siesta Key. David, thanks so much for being here. I know you know this market inside and out, so I'm pumped to pick your brain about what makes Siesta Key such a hot spot for luxury real estate.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Siesta Key is really special, you know? It's one of those places that just has this perfect combination of natural beauty, lifestyle, and investment potential. I mean, you've got some of the whitest sand in the country, crystal clear water, and it's become this magnet for people who want to live in Florida, but do it in style.
Okay, so when you say luxury condos specifically, what are we talking about here? Like, what price range are we looking at, and what kind of amenities are these places offering?
So luxury condos on Siesta Key typically start around $1 million and can go well into the multi-millions. You're looking at high-end finishes, top-tier appliances, smart home technology. But what really sets them apart is the lifestyle amenities. We're talking resort-style pools, private beach access, concierge services, fitness centers, sometimes even wine cellars and private spas. These aren't just places to sleep. They're full-on lifestyle experiences.
Oh, wow. I love that. So it's really about that whole package experience, not just the unit itself. And I'm curious, who are the people buying these? Are we talking retirees, investors, people relocating from up north?
It's actually a really diverse mix. You've got empty nesters who are downsizing but want to upgrade their lifestyle. You've got investors from all over, New York, Chicago, Canada, looking for that Florida real estate play. You've got some full-time residents who just want to be on the beach year-round. And honestly, with remote work being so normalized now, you're seeing younger professionals moving down too, which is really interesting.
That's fascinating. So the market's actually evolved quite a bit. What would you say are the biggest advantages of buying a luxury condo on Siesta Key versus, say, a single-family home or investing elsewhere?
Great question. First, there's the maintenance factor. With a condo, you're not dealing with roof repairs, landscaping, all that stuff. The HOA takes care of it. Second, you've got that instant community and amenities. Third, Siesta Key specifically has such strong rental potential if you want to do short-term rentals or just lease it out. And honestly, the location is unbeatable. You're close to restaurants, shops, culture, but you've also got that peaceful beach vibe.
Right. So the rental income potential is real. What's the market looking like right now? Like, are we in a buyer's market, seller's market? What's the vibe?
It's actually pretty balanced right now, which is interesting. We're not seeing the crazy appreciation we saw a couple years ago, but we're also not in a buyer's market where you've got tons of inventory and prices are dropping. It's stabilized. That actually makes it a smarter time to buy because you're not overpaying in a hot market, but you're also not waiting for a crash that might not come. It's a good time to buy if you've found the right property.
That's smart perspective. So if someone's thinking about jumping into the Siesta Key luxury market, what should they actually know before they start looking? Like, what are the gotchas or things people don't think about?
Oh man, good question. First, understand your HOA fees. They can be substantial in luxury buildings and they tend to go up. Second, know the building's reserve fund status. You don't want to buy a unit and then get hit with a special assessment because the building needs a new roof or seawall. Third, look at the rental market if that matters to you. Some buildings restrict short-term rentals, which can affect your income potential. And fourth, think about hurricane insurance and flood insurance. Coastal living has costs beyond the mortgage.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really practical stuff that people probably don't think about until it's too late. I appreciate that. So if someone's ready to start looking, what should their first move be?
Get a good real estate agent who knows Siesta Key specifically. Not just someone who sells real estate in Florida. You want someone who understands the buildings, the neighborhoods, the market trends. Have your financing in order before you start looking. And honestly, spend some time on Siesta Key. Drive around, walk the beach, eat at the restaurants. Get a feel for whether this is actually where you want to be. It's not just about the property, it's about the lifestyle fit.
That's really good advice. I think a lot of people skip that step and regret it. Well, David, this has been awesome. I feel like I know so much more about what's actually happening in the Siesta Key luxury market. Thanks for breaking it down for us in such a real way.
Hey, my pleasure. I love talking about this stuff. Siesta Key is special, and I think more people should understand what they're getting into when they buy here. So thanks for letting me share that.